It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Maggie has stepped away for a second. Andrew Bogus is kindly sitting in. I, of course, am Andrew Perloff. We are breaking down the top of the NFL draft, but there is a mystery player in this whole thing, to me. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is looming over every team in the NFL right now. Last week, it seemed like he was going to go to Pittsburgh, but he was there Friday, and today is Tuesday morning, and he's not signed yet, which means that that is not a done deal. The New York Giants reportedly are not giving up on him, even though they signed Jameis Winston, and now there's all these rumors that they'll take Shedeur Sanders at number three in the pick. But yesterday we found out there might be a third team in the mix, a mystery team. Now, we don't know who this mystery team is. It's a report from ESPN's Jeff Darlington, who is super plugged in the NFL, said that there are other teams that are also looking at Aaron Rodgers. Now, we all had different reactions to this report. My first reaction was, ooh, are the Niners still considering Aaron Rodgers because of the Brock Purdy contract situation? To me, that would be the most fun and entertaining version of this. Brock Purdy reportedly wants Dak money, and the Niners do not want to give him Dak money. So they are saying, oh, how about a little Aaron Rodgers, finally get him together with Shanahan. They flirted together in 2021, I believe. So that was my initial choice. Now, EJ, what was your first thought when you saw the Jeff Darlington mystery team report for Aaron Rodgers?
I also thought Niners, and then I also wondered about the Dolphins because Darlington's very linked to Florida and the Miami situation. Tua has the injury situation. I don't know what you do with Tua because that contract, I think, is kind of untradeable. And his health also makes him kind of untradeable, but I kind of wonder if that's what he's waiting for because perhaps Tua has any kind of injury, he can kind of step right in. That was what I was thinking.
I mean, both situations are complete Hail Marys for Aaron Rodgers, right, who's the ultimate Hail Mary quarterback, actually. He can actually complete a Hail Mary, but you can't bring him to Miami and have him sit behind Tua. He's not going to be a backup, as far as I understand. And San Francisco, if you brought him there, you would have to trade Brock Purdy. There was a great, great viral trade rumor last week. Our former coworker Craig Carton says, trade Brock Purdy to the New York Giants. Bogus, did you see that one?
I did not see that one.
Oh, yeah. Trade Brock Purdy to the Giants and then bring in Aaron Rodgers. And it definitely went viral because there's some logic there. I don't think Brock Purdy is a $60 million quarterback. And personally, from a content standpoint, can you imagine Aaron Rodgers and Kyle Shanahan? I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I said this to you off the air last week. I don't share the same doubts about the Purdy-Niners relationship that you do. So I still feel like that's not a thing where there's a world where he's not their quarterback. So it's hard for me to like process too much Niners stuff. But from the Giants' perspective, I would listen if Brock or I would make a call if Brock Purdy was available to bring him here. And I love the content of Aaron Rodgers. And it also makes sense that teams other than the Giants and Steelers are thinking about Rodgers, because I do think that they're, this is all relative, obviously, to what else is available. I do think that there is a usable quarterback for 2025 in Aaron Rodgers, based on your other options. He can't be your first, you know, he's not, it's not a perfect fit. It's not a long-term thing. It's not without any kind of complications. But I understand why teams other than the Steelers and Giants might be at least thinking about adding him to the mix. Doesn't mean that he wants to go there.
Yeah.
But I get why other teams are thinking about it.
Wait, I want to go back for a second. You would take Brock Purdy, you would trade for him, give up an asset, and then have to pay him $60 million a year. With that team around Brock Purdy, you think he would be good?
Perloff, the Giants have needed a quarterback for like the last 2.5 decades. They have not solved this position since Eli Manning.
I was still in school.
Yes, Manning was a baby.
Did you see Brock Purdy's numbers against good teams last year?
They were bad. See who has played for the Giants?
I think Brock Purdy is a terrible fit there. Terrible. You need a hero at quarterback. Brock Purdy's great with Kyle Shanahan.
No, I need a non-zero at quarterback.
He's a perfect marriage. No, you cannot. If you brought in Brock Purdy and invested all that money, what if you're terrible? Very real situation. And you pay him $60 million.
What if they stay terrible, which is what they have been?
What if you're terrible, and then you're sitting at number one overall next year, and there's a kid named Manning in the draft? Then you have this giant contract to Brock Purdy, and then you can't draft Arch Manning.
My confidence level in Brock Purdy's ability at quarterback, if he was the Giants quarterback, they would not have the worst record in the NFL. So that to me is...
That's your goal?
No. But that's not a scenario where I trade for Brock Purdy, I pay Brock Purdy, and then I'm still 2-15. That seems implausible to me.
I think your win total would go from 5 to 7.
But
Brock Purdy's had injuries.
Sure.
He could get hurt. It doesn't feel like you're that far away from the number one pick, because that team around him, you're not going to be able to protect Brock Purdy with your line. It's under. I know you drafted a lot of guys.
Yeah, this is year two of that fix. But I think, again, you're underestimating how bad the play at that position has been for the Giants, that Brock Purdy is still all warts, all doubts. That is still a dramatic upgrade to that position. It's not Tommy DeVito. It's not whichever Boyle was wandering around there. It's not broken Daniel Jones. And yes, there are other issues for sure on the Giants, and Brock Purdy cannot solve all of them. But that's like throwing Joe Montana in the mix based on the other doofuses that play that position.
I can't remember a team that's had a more erratic game plan at quarterback than your New York Giants.
Yeah, because they keep also, again, the thing I can't get around is they've played themselves out of position to fix this in the draft. So they can't do it this way. They can't bring themselves to lose all the time, whatever it may be. The draft seems to not in any way be their path to find their quarterback. So I got to sign Matthew Stafford. I got to trade for Brock Purdy. I've got to consider Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, who are not the answers there either. But that's how bad it is for this team at that spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little weird that on one hand you're looking at a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. On the other hand, you're looking at a number three pick of Shedeur Sanders. It makes no sense. Aaron Rodgers, we started this conversation because of Aaron Rodgers. He should go to a team that is ready to win right now. He shouldn't even be looking at the New York Giants. If the mystery team is a rebuilding team, he should stay away. He needs to go to a spot where he can play well with a good offensive system, a good coach, and a chance to win.
Yeah, but what is that team?
I think the two teams we talked about, the potential Jeff Darlington mystery team, it's got to be the Niners or the Dolphins to me. The Vikings are reportedly out for now on Aaron Rodgers.
Qualify as a mystery team, as we know about that.
I don't think the Titans, there were early rumors that the Titans might consider Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it's them. The Colts signed Daniel Jones. That was a potential spot for him. But now they're paying Daniel Jones really high-end backup money, so he's not going there. I can't see a perfect spot. You know, listen, I love the Brett Favre narrative. Brett Favre went from the Jets to the Vikings. Get him indoors. New Orleans was not going after Aaron Rodgers. They're in a complete rebuild. So I just think that Rodgers is in a tough spot. If he's waiting for Miami or San Francisco, he's kind of having to wait for an injury, and that means in the middle of next year. Doesn't make any sense to me. But he hasn't signed with Pittsburgh, so all doors are still open.
I mean, are the Browns like the Giants for some of the same logic, just to have a bridge guy to the next year? Are they considering Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, there are a lot of, and I don't think it was Darlington. I saw a lot of NFL insiders saying the Browns and Rodgers have not talked yet, and that there isn't really a lot of interest there. I would imagine that's from Aaron Rodgers' side, if I had to guess. Because the Browns are not the team we just described. They don't have great offensive weapons. They have okay offensive weapons. David Njoku, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman. Their O-line is getting old. I think they're a little bit like the Giants. They're very similar.
I do think that, to go back to the last segment of last hour, it's, you know, two lesser of two evils. I think the Browns are technically better on paper than the Giants are top to bottom, but they're not, the gap between them is not significant. But like the pool of teams that need Aaron Rodgers and have open starting jobs, which we have to assume is what he's looking for, it's not a long list.
Nope.
So like, I don't know how many mystery teams actually could be involved here. If we already know about the Vikings, the Giants, the Steelers, the Titans, and like, who else is there?
You'd have to look at a team that has a quarterback on kind of a shaky contract situation. You know, the New York Jets have only paying Justin Fields $20 million. How about that as a fit?
Has that worked? Would that work?
Yeah.
I mean, and I was a sucker. I thought it was going to work both times, pre and post Achilles. It made total sense to me, and it ended up not making any sense.
Can we get him to Dallas somehow? That would be a nice fit. If he could be the backup to Dak Prescott. Arizona, possibly getting toward the end of the Kyler Murray contract. They don't feel like a team that's ready to win right now either. That's a good old person spot.
No, I mean,
Arizona.
I mean, right. Before Sam Darnold, the Seahawks should have been in this conversation, and that's off the table now, too. Do the Raiders qualify as a mystery
team? They have Geno.
They have Geno, right. Yeah, so they're out two now.
Yeah, Carolina Panthers, there was.
No, they love Bryce Young.
Ah, come on.
No, EJ, this is where EJ's got to come in.
Bryce Young's contracts, this is coming up soon.
This is a non-starter.
Carolina?
Non-starter.
If Aaron Rodgers said, I want to come here, you don't think they'd be interested?
Nope.
I don't think so. I think you, at this point, you have to give Bryce Young the shot, right?
Yeah, to see if you want to pay him.
Yeah, if you don't now, then what's the point of all this?
No,
why'd you
right.
bring him back last year?
The only way the Panthers would be in the mix is if David Tepper is telling his football people, I need Aaron Rodgers. But the football people are not in any way considering this.
Yeah, you're right. There are no other obvious fits anywhere.
Yeah, so I don't know who these miss. Unless we are unaware of a team that wants to make a change, again, that we don't know about, there's just not that many options.
Say you're Aaron Rodgers and you're sitting there in your Malibu house looking out at the ocean.
Mm.
Maybe coming off an ayahuasca
high. Waiting for another candid photo to be taken of you?
The 49ers, Kyle Shanahan gives you a call and says, Aaron, I want you to come here. You are going to be a backup, but you never know what happens. It's a long season. I think you are a great insurance plan for us, and I think you might play at some point, and you can mentor Brock Purdy. Would you at least consider that?
I wouldn't consider it on March 25th.
Okay, you wait and see what happens.
If I got to a training camp and that's the only thing, then and I needed to play that badly, but I think with no obviously direct knowledge of his thinking, I can't imagine him it's a starting job or not playing.
What about same question with Miami then? Tua is even more injury prone than Brock Purdy. Would that situation be attractive?
I mean, again, I think he wants to play from day one. I don't think he wants to wait on somebody getting benched or getting hurt. So if he desperately needs to play, then that puts those jobs in play when we get to the summer. But I don't think he signs up for that now without the guarantee of playing.
Yeah, I think you're right. Again, Steelers seems like the most logical choice.
And this the best all, of the available could, ones.
But again, Arthur Smith is their offensive coordinator. If there's a chance to go play with Kyle Shanahan and you're a quarterback, you have to seriously consider that. And Mike McDaniel, a little less so. That offense, is there a chance to throw to Tyreek Hill? That's a lot better than the DK Metcalf, George Pickens combo. Waddle and Hill and that coaching staff, that's a high-flying offense.
Yeah, no, But there's Tua there. Like, that's the problem.
I know.
Yeah.
And they pay Tua. They paid Tua. So we'll see about this mystery team. Always interesting. Give us a call, 888-710-4476, 888-710-4ISN. Who do you think the mystery team is for Aaron Rodgers? And do you think that the Niners would be in play? I just, maybe it's wishful thinking. I would love to see this. Oh, my God. Can you imagine him with McCaffrey? A lot of viral videos of McCaffrey's workout situation. He seems ready to go. Ayuk coming back. George Kittle one more year. It would be a lot of fun. But they do seem to like their Brock Purdy. All right. Coming up next, we got to break down our sequel bracket. Again, Maggie has stepped away for a second, so we can mercilessly make fun of her movie tastes. She thinks every single one of these, including Caddyshack 2, should have been considered for the Oscar.
That's why she's not here. The mental and physical drain of being just destroyed in this bracket has finally broken her. She needs to go for a walk, clear her head.
All right, well, we're going to get into the movie sequel bracket. Also, the quarterback who will not accept a trade request. That's coming up next, Maggie and Perloff Show. All right, I have had not just a good week. I have had a great week in Prize Picks because there's so much going on right now. We still have hockey. We have NBA getting down the stretch of the playoff run, and we have college basketball. It's been amazing. Prize Picks is the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. So simple to use. You pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Don't miss your chance to cash in. As the NBA comes down to the finale and college basketball, it's awesome. It's a great way to enjoy the tournament if your bracket is already busted. Prize Picks is awesome. Join it today. It's the number one daily fantasy sports app. You can play it in 40-plus states, including California and Texas. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code MNP and get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. Win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit for just playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game, must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Manned P.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. Maggie had to step out. We will be making fun of her down the road at some point. I don't know if it's too soon.
Stand by for jokes.
Yes, stand by. Our girl.
Can we make fun of EJ?
Our girl had to run out. even she is making fun of herself now. We had a slightly dicey situation earlier in the show. She's fine, just to let everyone know. But she's not feeling
bad crack,
well.
Apparently,
Andrew Bogus is sitting in here for Maggie. Is it safe to say she's felt better? How are we going to word this situation?
She has definitely felt better. She has been sturdier than she currently is, yes, as well. And whatever's going on has scared the you-know-what's out of EJ, because the dude's in basically saran wrap right now walking around here.
Well, I thought she was going for sort of a Wicked theme because she is green, as green as the witch in Wicked right now, which was cool. She can't quite sing like the witch in Wicked.
No.
Which brings us to our movie segment. We're doing
it. It does it now.
Yes, we're doing a side bracket here, in addition to the NCAA tournament bracket, of sequels. And I can't stop laughing now because I heard a bit the other day, Bill Burr doing a movie sequels. Did I share this on the show? It is the fun. He said, I spent the entire pandemic, this is Bill Burr, the comedian, pitching unnecessary sequels to Hollywood brass just to see how they would react, including his ultimate one was Two Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, following Chief Bromden around after the end of the movie. It is killing me. Maggie and I, and she's not here, so she can't defend herself, we always disagree. She loves comedy sequels, and I think they're the worst things that ever happened to movies. But we're doing a bracket to determine if the public agrees. You get to vote on X. So let's get into the Gotham City region. Name Gotham City because the number one seed is The Dark Knight. And let's get into some of the results here. So The Dark Knight went against Toy Story, and it was not a fair fight. Dark Knight comes out on top.
How about a magic trick? I'm gonna make this pencil disappear.
It's gone.
Oh, and by the way, the suit, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know you bought it.
So Dark Knight's awesome, but what's up with Toy Story only getting 27% of the vote?
I'd like to know that as well.
It's a bad matchup,
guys.
I would like to
know that as well.
Matchups matter. It's the same reason why we have only Power 4 teams in the Sweet 16 in the men's bracket. Matchups matter. Toy Story 2 would do better against somebody else, but Dark Knight, that's a tough, it's a tough ask.
I think it's also hard to remember for me what happens in each of the Toy Stories. There are four, right? What is significant about 2 then?
Couldn't tell you.
If, by the way, if you didn't cry at the end of 3 in Toy Story.
You didn't cry at the end of 4.
Any of them, heartless.
Oh, the end of 4, I can't even talk about right now. when he gives the toys to the kid, oh, God. All right, let's move on to something a little more vicious. Kill Bill Volume 2 goes up against Captain America Winter Soldier. Kill Bill Volume 2 comes out on top.
Clark Kent is how Superman views us. And what are the characteristics of Clark Kent? He's weak. He's unsure of himself. He's a coward. Clark Kent is Superman's critique on the whole human race.
Now, once again, I don't remember that line at all from Kill Bill. Is it David Carradine at the end says this?
I didn't cut this, so I don't know. I've never seen Kill Bill Volume 2.
Okay.
But
by the way.
Good line, by the way. Very good points.
Is it, though? I think I just saw a documentary on Joseph Campbell, Hero's Journey, and two of the movies I talked about were Superman and Kill Bill Volume 2. Classic hero's journeys where you get vulnerable and then you come out on top. Whatever. I disagree with your Clark Kent critique.
What? Okay.
I mean, Clark Kent, that's the whole point of the movie. That he goes from being Clark Kent to Superman, and we all have Superman inside of us, despite being Clark Kent in our average life.
Right, but you don't see the concept that Clark Kent, who's an alien, comes down, sees humans, and says, how do I assimilate with other humans? Let me be weak and meek and something else that rhymes with those words. And yeah, it makes perfect sense.
I'll tell you right now, Clark Kent is the best part of Superman. Boom.
I agree with that. I'm not saying. Boom. Yeah, it's still a good commentary, though.
Okay. Speaking of Superman, oh no. Superman 2 went against Temple of Doom. I love Superman 2, but it got destroyed by Indiana.
You're not eating?
I had bugs for lunch. Give me your hat. Why? Because I'm going to puke in it.
Oh. Oh, chilled monkey brains.
Is that a live looking on Maggie? What's
going
on?
By the way, I can't believe we just played that.
Maggie, those damn monkey brains.
Was Maggie eating monkey brains because she wanted to really get into the sequel bracket? Is that what happened here?
That's what led to the Tomlin take that got her roasted in Pittsburgh.
I think
that
the wrong,
was the problem, guys.
I think the wrong movie won here.
I mean, I didn't vote, but I would have voted for Superman 2.
Neil Before Zod. That is the best Superman movie there ever was. And Gene Hackman, the late Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor, really, really good, funny. Okay, last one. John Wick 2 versus Jurassic Park 2.
That one you can't get
not
over,
not the
huh?
strongest matchup, but I think we all know who came out on top.
What's the number up to now, Earl?
$7 million. Damn! It's Christmas. We're going to Applebee's after this.
So I have recently watched John Wick 2 because every time I go to watch an NCAA tournament game, I go to a channel that is showing one of the sequels in this bracket. And John Wick 2 was on this weekend. Pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie to you. Way better than Jurassic Park 2.
I got
to
be honest. I have zero, other than it's Keanu Reeves, I know nothing else about John Wick. I don't know what it's about. I don't know why there's multiple ones. I know nothing about it.
It's just a guy who is bent on vengeance, who shoots a lot of people.
Okay.
Is that, I don't know if there are any John Wick fans over there.
No, that's accurate.
Yeah.
You got the gist of it.
John Wick 2 wins 62% to 38%. Do you guys think there's any contender to win the whole thing at this? Dark Knight, Kill Bill Volume 2, Temple of Doom, and John Wick 2 move on. Do you think there's a potential champion in our sequels bracket out of this?
I mean, certainly Dark Knight.
Yeah, Dark Knight, I think is the only one that can legitimately win.
Temple of Doom, it's got some fans. No.
You think Indiana Jones, you think that Temple of Doom is the first one? I think you think Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, except yesterday, EJ, you were not here. Ryan Botcher was sitting in, and Maggie thinks that the third Indiana Jones is the best movie, The Last Crusade. Again, Maggie's what? Love of sequels. Yeah, no, Maggie's love of sequels is she has a complete blind spot. This is the woman who thought Caddyshack 2 was a comic masterpiece.
Does she have some weird like recency bias where she, cause yes. she just saw that one last?
Yes.
Like we could just constantly change her mind by showing her the earlier ones and she just keep changing.
No, her entire personality was formed between the ages of 9 and 12. And in some ways, her maturity is not raised since that as far as humor. Basically, yeah. And by the way, I think most of us are like that, but she has not evolved because she loves whatever movie was on cable when she was 11 years old.
But all of them were. So like if she went back and watched the first Indiana Jones, she'd go, oh, okay, that one actually is better than three. Or she'd go, oh, okay, Caddyshack 1, the original, is better than two.
Well, I think that, well, she does like Caddyshack 1, too, to be fair. But I think Raiders of the Lost Ark is clearly the better movie. It's one of the great movies of all time.
Yep.
It's spectacular. I thought that Sean Connery, Last Crusade, was clever, but sequels, it's hard. You can't recreate that magic.
No, not even a little bit, which is worrying me looking at you about Happy Gilmore 2.
Well, Happy Gilmore 2, it's interesting, is a Netflix movie, too. It's a different scope than
sure.
the first one. Seeing a lot of trailers, I mean, I don't think you would need to reinvent the wheel with Happy Gilmore 2. It looks pretty good to me. Everything I've seen so far is totally on point. How dare you? I'm not in it. Dan Patrick, I can't spoil anything, but Dan is in it, and it's going to be very funny, his scene.
What's the scene where he's like is he a principal in a Sandler movie?
Oh,
which
yeah.
one is that?
Hubie Halloween. He's amazing as a principal.
You gotta see this Anthony Edwards kid play. It's yeah. the most amazing thing I ever saw.
Yeah. I can tell you, I could pretty much, Dan Patrick, of course, my former boss, has been in 23 Adam Sandler movies, I think. And every role is weirder than the next. And he totally, there's one where he's dressing up as Larry Bird in these short shorts. I think it's one of the Grown Up sequels. It is amazing.
I have to be honest, other than working with you, I probably am most jealous of Dan's career. He's my favorite SportsCenter person, period. And mm-hmm. then the radio show, and then being connected to like all the Sandler stuff and other celebrity stuff. Like, an exaggeration. It's an all-time career, objectively speaking, but subjectively speaking, like I really wish to have been Dan Patrick.
Wow, I've been here 3 years. You've never said that.
Yeah, because I've tried to be close with you, and you usually rebuff me. So now you can't because we're live on the air.
Yeah. So you have a similar sense of humor to Dan, I think. He's got this. Very dry, comes off like a nice guy, but is secretly very dry and sarcastic and funny.
See, but that sounds like it's not nice. Comes off as a nice guy.
Dan was on SportsCenter with Keith Olbermann, and Dan was always like, Dan's Mr. Bright Middle American, but he's always so slyly funny, and he's can be very sarcastic. Yeah, I think of you like that, too. Like, you proposed to be a nice guy, but you're secretly trying to make us laugh.
I that's a compliment because again, yeah. I love the guy.
No, Dan is a rare talent. But in the Adam Sandler movies, Sandler is always trying to push Dan to new spots. he was one where he ran a water slide in Grown Ups 1.
That I've seen. Yeah,
amazing, amazing. But all I saw were the photos of him on Happy Gilmore 2, and it looks really silly. And I can't wait.
I can't believe it's 20 plus movies that he's been in.
Oh, yeah. It started off because Olbermann was supposed to be in a movie, and he no-showed, and Dan showed up at the movie to take that part, and Sandler and him clicked immediately. And
which movie was that?
I think it was Zohan.
Okay.
Zohar?
Zohan.
Zohan, yeah. I don't know which role he had, but...
Not Zohan.
No, I'm not sure what Dan did in that one. I haven't seen that one recently. I know it's really good, but he's been in everyone since. Sandler, of course, is the nicest guy. Came in the studio all the time. Again, I don't know how he's so rich and famous and treats people the way he does. He is such a nice dude, such an everyman. It's almost weird. Played basketball against him. EJ, I don't know if you've ever seen these highlights. Sandler brought his crew against the Dan Patrick Show crew, and they beat us, I think. They were better. He had a couple ringers on his side.
I mean, that would make sense that Dan would have some ringers. But so
no, Sandler had some ringers.
Oh, Sandler had ringers. Yeah. Oh, that,
no,
that
Dan had
sense.
Me. I was our leading scorer.
I thought Dan was on Sandler's team. And
no.
The rest of you guys.
Sandler brought his team in to play the Dan Patrick Show crew. And Sandler's a very good ball player.
He is.
He often walks Derek Queen style. He does a lot of gather steps. If he has a behind the back pass to make, he will make it every time. I think when you're rich and famous, you don't have to throw a normal pass.
Adam Sandler plays like every middle school kid I played against in the playgrounds in Queens, New York.
Yeah.
Like just very much like skill, beating you with brains. Like it's just like he's very Northeast Queens. He's not from Northeast Queens, but I feel like that's how he plays.
No, he loves to go in playgrounds everywhere. Yeah. But I'm way taller than him. I could post him up and take him down anytime.
But he's got, with all due respect, he's got a good chunk of weight on you, too. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't push you around a little bit, get you off that block?
Yeah, probably.
Low man wins, bro.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I pull it outside, Victor Wembanyama style.
There it is.
All right.
Why do you hate him so much, then?
Wemby?
Yeah.
Maybe I see much of myself in him.
Same.
In seventh grade, I was a Victor Wembanyama of Balakinwood Middle School. I was about 6'3", 110 pounds. You could push me around anywhere you wanted to. I see a lot of myself in Wemby.
When you go to San Antonio, you should do the Spider-Man meme, like pointing at each other, because you're basically the same person.
Except that then I actually got to see him play in the NBA.
He's quite
skilled. He could dribble. Well, let's see. He's not in the Hall of Fame yet. Maybe I end up being right on my Wembanyama tape.
You're not. You're already
That's
wrong.
That's not going to happen.
All right. So Maggie, again, is feeling a little under the weather. I don't know if we should cue up that Temple of Doom sound. A lot under the weather. So Andrew Bogus is sitting in. That means someone here has to do the update. What do we got?
I guess I'll step in, guys.
All right, Manny. A lot of pressure on you.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Bogus is sitting here judging you for this, just so you know.
I'm very thankful. I opened up the computer program, and there were words in the script for 7:30, and I hadn't put them there. But it was Manny doing work for a change, so let him read things.
Cap said Manny was doing his taxes. So I was like, leave him alone. Manny's working hard over here.
Thanks for the reminder, Cap.
Yeah. No, it's still March. I think Manny's an April 12th. Wait, what am I going to do here, guys?
More like April 17th, and then I realize that there's some issues. Guys, one of the hottest teams in the NBA, it's the Indiana Pacers.
He'll move it to the right side, where Halliburton takes the bounce, lets a three go, and hits another one.
And Halliburton has been putting on a clinic throughout this third quarter.
We've got 11 in the quarter, 20 in the game to go with 9 assists. The Pacers have a 20-point lead, their largest of the night.
Pacers Radio Network, 24 points, 11 assists for Tyrese Halliburton. That's 11 straight double-doubles for the guard as he pushes the Pacers past the Wolves, 119-103. After the game, Hallie says it's just another night at the office.
Yeah, I mean, this is who I am, what I do. So it's cool to see. And guys are making shots, so you can't have assists without guys making shots.
Halliburton is averaging 12 assists over his last 10 games. More finals. I thought I heard somebody take a breath in and wanted to say something. More finals. The Magic outlast the Lakers 118-106. LeBron and Luka combined for 56 points in the loss. 12.7 boards, 27 minutes for Anthony Davis and his return from injury as the Mavs beat the Nets 120-101. Perloff's, the Sixers still stink. They fall to the Pelicans without Zion 112-99.
Zion hurt again.
Wow.
Is he really hurt again?
Yeah, he fell on his back, I guess.
Oh, that's... What's that going to be?
Three straight games out.
3 weeks now that we're not going to have Zion?
Shut down for the season.
Well,
you might as well.
For the regular season.
Right, just in case.
Just kind of like Paul George. 37 points from Kobe White in a Bulls win over the Nuggets, 129-119. Suns over the Bucks, 108-106. The Raptors got the best of the Wizards, 112-104. I was watching that game for whatever reason. And the Celtics, they beat the Kings, 113-95. Jason Tatum, he sprained his ankle after recording 25 points. Boston does not deem the injury to be long-term. Tonight, Jimmy Butler, he returns to South Beach, but to him, it's just another night.
This is basketball. This is very simple. I don't have all the emotions that everybody thinks that I'm going to have. Like, it is what it is. I realize that I had some great years here. I've built some incredible bonds with some individuals in the organization, in the city, hell, in the state of Florida. But I'm going in there to hoop. I'm going in there to play basketball.
Game tips at 7:30 from Kaseya Center. College Hoops, UNLV is...
From where?
Kaseya Center.
That's a new one to me.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Manny has a superpower. He knows every arena on planet Earth. Name a team and he can tell you exactly where they play. So I'm not doubting him.
Yeah, I wonder why I'm
saying
that's
single. Definitely the area. What is arena? Is that the way you pronounce it, though? I wasn't sure.
Kaseya? Pretty sure.
Okay.
What do they do, the folks at Kaseya?
Your guess is as good as mine. Software?
Money management?
Well, the last one
local
was like...
Florida man?
Last one was a cryptocurrency thing, right? Yeah. That went under.
Yes.
And then there was the adult-themed adult website that wanted to be the...
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
so
friendly Wait, little what? Website. Yeah,
oh, you remember
website.
That? Yeah, there was an adult website that was trying to be the name on the Heat arena. This okay. They were willing to front like millions of dollars to do it, and the Heat turned it down.
Kaseya is an IT and security management firm.
There you go, IT, because of course that's all that these arenas are. College hoops, UNLV is expected to hire Josh Pastner as its men's basketball coach. The former Georgia Tech and Memphis head coach had been working in TV, UNLV replacing the dismissed Kevin Kugler. In the women's tournament, Juju Watkins suffered a knee injury in the first quarter. ESPN says it's a torn ACL for the sophomore. She needs surgery. Her season is over. USC defeated Mississippi State 96-59. And on the ice, the Canucks, they beat the Devils in a shootout 4-3. Jonathan Lekkerimäki. Did I do that well?
You didn't. No. I mean, I actually couldn't tell you.
Oh, well, he scored the game clincher for Vancouver. Again, Vancouver over New Jersey 4-3.
I'm sure the Lekkerimäki family appreciates your efforts, though.
Lekkerimäki, sure.
He's new to me.
New to you. Yeah. Wonderful. You're the hockey guy.
Are you guys aware of where my Philadelphia 76ers sit in the lottery right now?
Definitely not.
Probably like seventh.
Five.
That's awful.
They've moved up to five, and they're chasing New Orleans at four. That means they have a 39% chance to get in the top four. They have a good shot at number one. Cooper Flag. We'll have Cooper DeJean and Cooper Flag. It's going to be the Cooper City. It's going to be amazing.
Are you on Tankathon? Run a sim lottery real quick. Let's see how far the Sixers drop in the draft. That'd be
okay. I am on Tankathon. Ah, darn you. They fell to number seven and lost the pick in a protected trade with the Thunder.
Yeah, that's what happened to me too. It's literally, and they did the exact same thing. Man, you can see my computer and the exact same thing just happened.
Can I run another sim lottery? I'm running another one, and they're number two overall.
All right, guys. That still doesn't get you Cooper.
Hello,
Flag,
Dylan
though.
Harper. I don't care. I'll take Dylan Harper.
But guys, what do we do? What do we do if those damn envelopes put the Sixers at number one and he gets Cooper Flag? Where do we move the show to that he can't find it?
I mean, I'm already pretty insufferable with the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
if
we
got Cooper Flag. Oh,
we'll be doing
God.
The show from the NBA draft.
I vote Ho Chi Minh.
I'm going to keep doing the sim lottery button, which reorders the NBA lottery until the Mavs end up at number one, because that would be something. What if the Mavs got Cooper Flag out of this whole mess?
That will never happen. That will never happen.
Adam Silver will never let that happen.
Right now they have
seriously.
A 2% chance. Why would that? They just the NBA will. You're the NBA fixes the lottery camp.
I wouldn't go that far. That's more of a Maggie bag. Yeah. I am in the basketball gods put people in places that make sense.
Sorry,
why that is, you can guess yourself, but it's not going to be Cooper Flag in Dallas. You're not going to reward those bozos for doing what they did to the Mavs fan base by giving them Cooper Flag. No way that happens.
By the way, so why is Ricochet in Atlanta then if the basketball gods
were? I always say
they took last year off.
Last year was a year where there was no obvious number one pick. So you want a storyline. All right, well, here's a team that never got the number one pick before. Let's give them number one pick. No one really cares about the player. No one really cares about the team, but we have a story.
That was not a great story. Yeah, you and Maggie always say that the NBA, or no, you don't say it, but Maggie says the NBA kind of pushes these guys. Why did Paolo Banchero go to Orlando? Why did Cade Cunningham go to
Orlando,
Detroit?
That was easy. The history of number one picks. Every time they're in the lottery in a situation, they almost always get the number one pick. Dwight Howard, Chris Webber, Shaquille O'Neal. Like,
why?
Why? It's just part of it's part of the story. The great big men are up for the draft, and they get the number one pick.
Why don't they send these guys to bigger markets? That's what I don't understand. If they're controlling it. You know, the famous draft lottery scandal was Patrick Ewing being a frozen envelope, sending him to New York. Why is the NBA sending people to Atlanta, San Antonio, Orlando, Minnesota, New Orleans? Like, why don't they send them to the big markets?
Well, there are certain... A lot of these big market teams, by the way, are usually pretty good. So it's not like they're often in the lottery. Like, there are years where the Knicks were in the lottery but didn't have their own pick, so you can't send a guy to the Knicks. The Nets also didn't have their pick for a bunch of years, and they got the number one pick and couldn't get it because it was going to the Celtics. So there were examples of why that could not happen. But I also think the NBA is stronger when you do send stars to the small markets because it keeps those markets viable.
Feels like you're making all these facts fit a narrative. Like, explain to me, like, oh man, we got to get DeAndre Ayton to Phoenix. I don't think the NBA was thinking that.
Well, that was Phoenix's fault because it should have been Luka Doncic because his coach was the coach of the Suns and he wanted Luka Doncic and it was the front office that made that idiotic mistake not send Luka there.
I'll give EJ credit. He's got an answer for every single one you're throwing out.
That's
also Ayton went to Arizona, so that was also easy.
I can match him. I'm the one who could put an asterisk next to every NBA title. Like the Rockets won two titles, but Jordan was gone. I could do that for every team too, where there's always an excuse. But this is ridiculous. Why did the Sixers get Markel Fultz? Why did the Sixers get back to back during the middle of the process?
Oh, that was obvious, right? The Sixers had all these years of losing.
Duh.
And like so, and the NBA was trying to get Philadelphia back to be a viable basketball market. So yeah, you give them number one picks. By the way, again, the Sixers, they traded up to number one, so that's not, that was a Celtics.
Oh, right.
Well, that was getting number one pick. I mean, come on. Tell
one
you why
more, and then I'm going to drop this forever. Why did the Cavs get the number one pick 3 out of 4 years?
That was penance for LeBron leaving.
Maybe, and let me just throw this out there, maybe they don't fix the lottery and there's just a bunch of ping pong balls in the air?
Well, the fact that, you know, and God rest his soul, RIP, the Daniel Gilbert's son, but he used to be also a big part of the lottery, too. He was part of the show, like him being there and him being the lucky charm and him getting the number one pick for them. Like, yeah, they're like the LeBron leaving Cleveland was one of the most catastrophic things to happen to any sports organization ever. And then they get three of the top next number one picks, 3 to 4 next number one picks. I mean, come on.
Do you know who was the number two pick when Cleveland took Anthony Bennett number one in 2013?
Is that Oladipo?
Yeah, to Orlando, who did not get the number one pick, even though you just said they always get the number one pick.
What great
you
big can man.
Well, they can't get it every time, bro.
What great big man was there for Orlando to take?
Oh, it's only a Shaquille great big O'Neal. Man.
Right. Banchero, Shaq, Chris Webber. Dwight Howard?
I just feel like you could take any third of the 30 NBA teams and make up this narrative on the spot.
Except last year. I don't buy it. They needed a story for Atlanta. Last year, they just took it off because it didn't matter. The crappy draft. They're like, let's just let the ping pong balls do their work this
but
time.
But EJ confidently, all right, we need to take a break. We need to switch back to football because we have an important assignment. Maggie's out. We need to find Kirk Cousins a home before she gets back. Poor guy. I don't know where he's going to get any more money out of this career of his. But that's X, Maggie and Perloff Show.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Back on Maggie and Perloff show, Maggie had to leave a little bit early. We will be making fun of her relentlessly for the next 2 hours plus. But meanwhile, we have some important NFL questions to solve. There are possible mystery teams for Aaron Rodgers. We think it's either the Dolphins or the Niners. Jeff Darlington, ESPN, reported that there's other teams besides the Steelers and the Giants in on Aaron Rodgers. Kind of makes sense. Question is, would he be a backup? Give us a call, 888-710-4476, 888-710-4ISN. Where will Aaron Rodgers end up if not Pittsburgh? I guess retirement would be on the table, too. Also, Shedeur Sanders, is that the right pick at number 3 for the New York Giants? I'm a little curious why Cleveland wouldn't take him. They're in the same exact boat as New York, but it does seem like Deion is circling around to pushing Shedeur to the New York Giants. All right. I'm very curious about this. We've been doing our sequel bracket, figure out the best movie sequel of all time. And some of my favorite movies are going down fast, including Superman 2. I think James in L.A. agrees with me. Superman 2 is the best Superman. What's going on here?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Yeah, as a kid growing up, Superman was my favorite movie, you know. I thought everyone was on the Star Wars phase. Star Wars was cool, but Superman, you know, it brought the comic book action to life. And Superman 2, where you had the three villains coming from the Phantom Zone and all of that, I mean, that was, I mean, if you're a comic book fan, you're really into it. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was, they're not giving Superman 2 the props it deserves.
Exactly.
And I was going to say that. Yeah. I was going to say that. It's a better sequel than what people know.
It lost
the younger generation.
Yeah,
the younger generation will probably go with Temple of Doom because the kid is in there. And it's a cute family movie. But Superman 2, man, I mean, he became human. He made love to Lois Lane. Then he come out, and you know what I mean. It's a lot of details in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That people learn that. And one quick point I was going to tell you, even though I know it won't probably knock out The Dark Knight. Godfather 2 to me, man, and I thought y'all was going to talk about that today, but you save it tomorrow. Godfather 2 is still going to reign supreme.
Oh,
we're
getting to Godfather 2 next hour. That is part of our next round. So I agree. Godfather 2 is a front runner.
Yeah. I was going to ask you guys. I always had a question about that. Me and my boys always argue about it. In Godfather 2, do the ends justify the means? If you were Michael, what would you do with Fredo? You know what I mean?
Whoa.
That's a whole other show.
What's the right answer to that question?
I think, James,
Everyone's watching you, you know, so you can't. He's already told them what not to do it. And, you know, my boys were like, well, Sonny wouldn't have killed him. I said, but he wouldn't have betrayed Sonny.
Yep.
You know, this is his younger brother coming in there. And so I was just throwing that question out there. And then a later question, I'll let you guys go. If LeBron retires this year, do you see KD coming in and being that number two with Luka? Because I really feel like LeBron is still the alpha, man. You know, you can say Luka came in and saved the day, but he doesn't play the defensive stuff that LeBron does at 40 years old. So he's still Robin, LeBron's Batman, and I wonder will KD fill that role.
James.
And I'll listen to both answers. I'll let you guys go.
Unfortunately, we are out of time, but you are the MVP of the show today because both takes. First of all, I totally agree on Superman 2, but KD to the Lakers is content we need to sustain this show and every other show for the next 5 years.
And breaking down the end of Godfather 2. Those are three heavy questions.
Can we put up the poll? And this should be asked. Should Michael have killed his brother? Should he have killed Fredo? Because I think that you could go both ways. You're right. Sonny would not have killed Fredo, but Fredo would not have betrayed Sonny. Oh, man. That's why I'm voting for Godfather 2 at the end of the day. We're going to get into that bracket next. There are some. You thought there were heavy hitters today, Bogus? There are some huge sequel movies coming up. We're also going to dive more into the quarterback carousel. Where does Kirk Cousins fit into this, and where does Aaron Rodgers go? That's next on the Maggie and Perloff Show.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.